USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Who's next at the Supreme Court? White House spokesperson Jen Psaki won't say whether or not Biden would consider nominating Vice President Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court. Just under 2 years ago, candidate Biden said he would nominate a Supreme Court justice based on gender and skin color.
Again, I'm not going to speak to any considerations, preparations, lists. And as we've stated earlier, and you heard the president say, there's a long history of Supreme Court justices determining when they may retire, if they retire, and announcing that. And we're going to, that remains the case today.
A 16-year-old teen and a 27-year-old man have been charged in the weekend murder of 8-year-old Mexico immigrant Melissa Ortega in Chicago as she walked down the street with her mother. The boy, who is believed to be the shooter, was charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder. He will be charged as an adult. Javier Guzman, who was driving, has also been charged with multiple counts. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
One hospital says too bad for you if you're on a heart transplant list in the era of a pandemic.
A 31-year-old father has been removed from the heart transplant list at a Boston hospital because he will not submit to a COVID-19 shot. DJ Ferguson was first on the list to receive the transplant at Brigham and Women's Hospital, but administrators removed him after he declined the shot. Tracy Ferguson, DJ's mom, saying,
"He's not an anti-vaxxer. He just wants proof that it's not going to cause further harm in an already compromised body."
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A report from the Chinese Foreign Ministry says China is demanding the United States end interference in the Beijing Winter Olympics. In an apparent reference to a diplomatic boycott imposed by Washington and some of our allies, Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the demands in a phone call with Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday, Beijing time. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
How will President Biden handle the crisis at the Russia-Ukraine border? One U.S. senator says based on Biden's foreign policy track record going back to the Senate, Russian President Vladimir Putin is reacting to our president's weakness. Senate Minority Whip John Thune from South Dakota on Newsmax.
You probably remember he was on the wrong side of every foreign policy decision when he was in the Senate, too. So he's keeping up with that pattern. National security is always something I think the American people care deeply about, particularly when there's the prospect of having to send young American men and women into harm's way. And so this is an issue that really resonates with people right now. They are paying attention not only to the competence, or incompetence, I should say, of this administration, but also to a sort of foreign policy, formula that projects weakness. And anytime you project weakness, that's what tempts our adversaries, and people like Putin play on it. And you can clearly see where he waited until President Trump left office, President Biden came to office, started amassing troops on the Ukrainian border, and he's really testing this administration. And as you mentioned, there are lots of other hot spots around the world right now where, American interests are at risk. And I think the American people need to be concerned about an administration that doesn't seem to have a very good grasp on what they want to accomplish.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.